if there is no substantial similarity between what the AI outputs and the original copyrighted work or material, then there is a high likelihood that that claim will be dismissed. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Everything AI and Lore podcast with Tolu Lokpe Awoyemi, Tolu for short. And on today's episode, I will be talking about three legal cases on AI, and we're going to be analyzing some of the key aspects, and let's see how it goes from there. And the first case is Cadre and Meta Platforms. This case centers around a dispute concerning the training methods of Meta's large language model, Llama. The plaintiffs, a notable group of authors, brought forth allegations that Meta used their copyrighted works without permission and claimed that the usage constitutes copyright infringement. The lawsuits officially hit the courts on July 7, 2023, setting off a series of legal motions. On November 20, 2023, the judge dismissed all claims except the direct copyright infringement claim related to the unauthorized use of the books for the training of the AI. The judge dismissed the argument that Llama's outputs constituted derivative works of the author's books, finding no substantial similarity between the AI's outputs and the original copyrighted works. Although this case is still ongoing, the dismissal of all the claims except one sets a precedent in AI that there must be a substantial similarity between an AI's output and the original copyrighted works, as stipulated in the case of Cadre and Meta Platforms. So if there is no substantial similarity between what the AI outputs and the original copyrighted work or material, then there is a high likelihood that that claim will be dismissed. Now, the remaining legal discussion is focused on whether using copyrighted materials as data for the training of AI constitutes an act of infringement. This question is pivotal to the future of generative AI and how it interacts with copyrighted materials. Fingers crossed as we see what the judgment would be in this case. And now to the next case. The next case is Authors Guild and OpenAI. This case is analogous to Cadre and Meta Platforms. It is a class action alleging copyright infringement initiated by a group of authors and the Authors Guild against OpenAI and its affiliates. The core of the plaintiff's argument is that OpenAI's use of their copyrighted materials to enhance the capabilities of tools like ChatGPT constitutes an infringement of their rights. They claim this AI tools can generate detailed summaries and analyses that wouldn't be possible without accessing and possessing their copyrighted works. And now to the parts where I want to lay some emphasis on is the fact that the lawsuit also stresses that OpenAI had the opportunity or the option to license these works, but didn't do so, hence exploiting the author's creation without credit, compensation, or consent. Those are from the case, not my words. Okay, so now, in my opinion, I believe that this is a dilemma. I'm looking at the two sides of the coin now. So from the side of the creatives, they feel cheated. Because, okay, let's take a step back. If you've watched my previous or my first episode, I said that data is the blood or the lifeline of AI. There will be no AI system, model, software that you know about without data. So the question is, these large language models, we know the types, right? How did they get the large amount of data used? So it's trained on, most large language models are trained on basically the entire internet, right? And they claim that it's also based on information that is open, is accessible publicly. So a data, information that anybody can access, anyone who has access to the internet can lay their hands on. So now, I don't know so much details about the way in which they got this copyrighted or licensed books and materials, right? But now, I believe one dilemma they are going through or facing is, if they are to license all of this data which was used to train their AI, that would literally be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And we're talking about not just the US now, we're talking about globally. How would they do this? Isn't that gonna be, this might sound controversial, right? But isn't that gonna eat their business model? How are they gonna get revenue? How are they gonna, not even revenue, how are they gonna retain revenue? Because if they're to license every single copyrighted data they use, they might not really have an attractive business model. Now, that's a dilemma for them to think about and figure a way out to fix. I'm not saying that is a justification. So now, on the side of the creatives, the creators, it's more like their hard-earned work is just being thrown or dished out for free without a compensation to them, and they feel cheated. But fingers crossed, let's see how this case plays out. And now to the third case, Concord Music Group and Anthropic. This case involves major music publishers, including Universal Publishing Music Group and Concord Music Group, taking legal action against AI software developer Anthropic. The lawsuit centers on allegations that Anthropic used over 500 copyrighted song lyrics to train its AI chatbot Claude. The publishers are particularly alarmed by the possibility that Claude could produce outputs closely mirroring existing copyrighted songs. The emphasis here is on the possibility that Claude could produce outputs that closely mirror the copyrighted music lyrics. And if you can remember the first case we talked about, which is Cadre and Meta Platforms, the judge dismissed the other claims except the claim relating to the training of the AI. And one of the claims that the judge dismissed was on the ground that he found no substantial similarity between the AI's output and the original copyrighted works. Now, Coming back to this case, which is the Concord Music Group and Anthropic, one emphasis they are laying is the possibility that the AI chatbot, specifically Claude, could produce outputs that closely mirrors the copyrighted music lyrics. This legal battle is still in its early stages because it was initiated in October of 2023, and in late November of 2023, Anthropic filed a motion to dismiss. And at this stage, or at this point of this podcast episode being released, a decision is still forthcoming. And I'll be sure to keep you updated when that comes along. And with that, we've come to the end of this podcast episode. The goal of this episode was to bring to your attention case laws that are centered around AI, which are still ongoing and which would be significant in laying precedence on how AI software developers would interact with copyrighted works. I will be sure to keep you updated on the progress of these cases, and do well to subscribe and click on the notification bell down below to be notified when new episodes come up. And also, if you'd like to know more cases on AI, feel free to check my legal paper. I would pin it down in the comment section. And if you'd also want to know weekly AI news and developments, please feel free to connect with me or follow me on LinkedIn. I will also put the link down below. And thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, which would be featuring a guest expert. And until then, take care and bye-bye.